来一起讨论信心与怀疑。
In this first session, we will study the topic faith and doubt.
这两个字眼摆在一起很不协调。
These two terms don't go together.
有信心就不应该有这个怀疑。
When a person has faith, he shouldn't doubt.
但是在我们现实的生活当中，这两个却常常混在一起。
But in reality, our lives are often filled with both.
信心最大的敌人就是怀疑。
The greatest enemy faith can have is doubt.
在我们的信心里头，总是也会包含着一些怀疑。
And our faith is often mixed with doubt.
所以让我们常常在生活当中，有时候不容易去体验到神所给我们的平安跟喜乐。
And because of this, we often are not able to experience the joy and peace God wants to give us.
因为信心当中有怀疑所以我们 也会觉得信仰没有力量。
And when our faith is mixed with doubt, our faith feels weak.
因为信心当中隐含着一些的怀疑所以让我们也觉得生活当中总是充满着很多问题。
And when faith is mixed with doubt, our lives are often filled with issues and problems.
我们都知道怀疑给我们的信仰带来多大的伤害。
So we can see how detrimental doubt can be to our faith.
但是在现实里头，我们却总是会有这样的情况。
But in reality, we experience doubt all the time.
在主耶稣的时代，有一个做父亲的来到主耶稣的跟前，向主耶稣祈求。
When the Lord Jesus was in the world, a father once came to him and asked him.
他求主耶稣说：“你如果能够做什么，请你怜悯我们，请你帮助我们。”
He pleaded with Jesus, saying, "If you can do anything, please help us."
主耶稣对他说：“只要能够信，再信的人，凡事都能。”
But Jesus replied, saying, "With those who believe, everything is possible."
这个做父亲的他马上又喊着说：“我信，但是我信不足，求主帮助。”
Then this man cried out to Jesus, saying, "I believe, yet help my unbelief."
这个人就是在主耶稣的面前呢，他来承认说：“我的信里头有怀疑。”
He acknowledged to Jesus that his faith was mixed with doubt.
我今天所以来到你的面前祈求啊，就是我相信你。
The fact that he came to Jesus means that he believed in Jesus.
但是他又想到他的祈求，他是跟主耶稣说：“你若能够做什么，你怜悯我们。”
But he, from his words, which said, "If you can do anything, help us."
这个人他能够在主耶稣的面前来承认他信心当中有怀疑。
We can see, and he also acknowledges that he has doubt in his faith.
所以他求主耶稣帮助他，主耶稣也真的帮助他。
And when he asked Jesus to help him, Jesus indeed helped him.
今天早上我们要从旧约圣经的一段事迹里头来看这个信心跟怀疑。
This morning we will delve into the topic faith and doubt, based on an incident in the Old Testament.
就是亚伯拉罕的儿子以撒这个家庭。
We will look at the story of the family of Isaac, the son of Abraham.
在创世纪二十七章里头提到以撒这个家庭出了一些的家庭的风波。
In Genesis chapter 27, we're told that some turmoil happened in Isaac's life.
就是兄弟他们的两个儿子呢反目成为仇人。
And that was when Isaac's two sons became enemies.
那其中这个小儿子雅各他必须要远离家庭，离开家庭。
The younger son Jacob had to leave his home.
这是在他们年老的时候所发生的事情。
And this happened when the parents were old.
这整个事件当然是一件不幸的事件。
This was indeed a tragedy.
对整个家庭来讲是一个很大的冲击。
It must have caused so much heartache for the whole family.
尤其是对已经年老的这个做父母的人来讲，更是这样子。
Especially for the aging parents.
那常常一件事情，它不是只有单一的原因，它有很多的原因。
Oftentimes things happen due to many reasons.
同样的，这个家庭的风波也不是只是单纯的一个原因。
In this case, there were many causes to this chaos.
那其中有一个原因呢，就是在这个信心跟怀疑这个问题上。
And one of the reasons or causes of this problem, had to do with faith and doubt.
请看创世纪二十五章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 25.
创世纪二十五章二十二节、二十三节。
Genesis chapter 25 verses 22 and 23.
孩子们在他腹中彼此相争，他就说：“若是这样，我为什么活着呢？”他就去求问主。主对他说：“两国在你腹内，两族要从你身上出来。这族必强于那族，将来大的要服侍小的。”这是以撒的妻子利百加啊，在他们结婚很长一段时间，他们都没有孩子。
After Isaac and Rebecca had been married for a long time, they still could not have children.
那这个以撒他为他们没有孩子这件事情来祷告神，为他的太太祷告。
And Isaac prayed to the Lord for his wife.
啊，所以神就怜悯这个家庭，神就让利百加怀了孕。
By God's mercy, Rebecca became pregnant.
但是在这怀孕的过程当中啊，利百加觉得很不舒服。
Rebecca suffered a lot during her pregnancy.
因为他们是有信仰的人，所以利百加就求问神。
And because they were believers in God, Rebecca prayed to the Lord about it.
为什么利百加她觉得不舒服呢
？Why was she suffering?
因为她感觉到他肚子里头的这个双胞胎啊，好像在这圣经说，在腹中彼此相，在他肚子里头彼此相争。
Because as the scripture says, the children struggled together within her.
这可能造成他这个身体上的不舒服。
She must have felt extremely uncomfortable physically.
人身体上的不舒服，也就影响到心理的这种不舒服。
And the physical discomfort also made her emotionally upset.
结果他祷告神，神也给他答案。
And when she prayed to the Lord about it, the Lord answered her.
神对他说，其实就是你怀了双胞胎，那这双胞胎以后会成为两个国家。
The Lord told her that she was going to have two sons, and they would become two nations.
那神又跟他讲，这个以后这个小的呢，要反而比大的强盛。
And the Lord also told her that the younger one will rule over.The older one.
利百加在生活当中，他有不明白的事情，他有愁苦的事情，他求问神。
When Rebecca was puzzled and feeling discomfort, she prayed to the Lord.
结果神也回答了他。
And the Lord answered her prayer.
结果这件事情就成为这个利百加他在一生当中他的信心跟怀疑之间的这一个纠缠不清。
And caused Rebecca to continuously have faith and doubt in her life.
我们在领受这个神的应许我们常常需要用信心来配合。
When we receive God's promise, we must do so in faith.
在这里，神回答利百加，就是神对利百加的一个应许。
When God answered Rebecca's prayer, he did so in the form of a promise to her.
那利百加因为是神对她讲的，所以利百加相信。
And because it was the Lord who spoke to her, Rebecca believed these words.
但是在整个人生的过程里头，利百加却也隐含着怀疑在里头。
Later on in her life, we can see that she also had doubts.
那是所以会怀疑，就是她看到一些这个事实，让她觉得怀疑。
She had doubts because of the circumstances that she faced.
那人所看到的事实常常是表面的。
And the circumstances human beings see are often superficial.
这就是为什么说我们在信心里头常常会有怀疑的原因。
And that is what causes doubt in our faith.
请我们参考希伯来书第四章。
Please turn to Hebrews chapter 4.
希伯来书第四章第二节。
Hebrews chapter 4 verse 2。
新约圣经315页，希伯来书四章第二节。
Hebrews chapter 4 verse 2。
因为有福音传给我们，像传给他们一样，只是所听见的道与他们无异，因为他们没有信心与所听见的道调和。这里说到说这个我们要用信心来领受所听见的道理。
We must receive the word which we have heard with faith.
如果没有信心来接受所听见的道理，那么所听见的道理跟我们就没有什么益处。
If we do not accept the word which we hear with faith, this word cannot profit us.
那神给我们的言语呢，包括着很多神的应许。
And within God's word, we hear many promises of God.
对这些应许，我们都需要用信心来接受。
And it takes faith to receive these promises.
如果我们说当时神没有跟利百加做这样的回答，那利百加或许就在他生活当中就没有这一种挣扎。
Had God not responded to Rebecca's prayer back then Rebecca probably would not have had this struggle.
但是问题应该不是在说神该不该对利百加讲这件事情。
But the problem did not lie in the fact that God answered her prayer.
而是在人怎么来对待，怎么来处理，怎么来应用神所说的话。
But rather, the problem lies with how Rebecca responded to God's answer.
这个这么重要的事情，相信利百加也跟他的先生以撒讲了。
This was a monumental event or a promise, and I'm sure Rebecca must have told her husband about it.
这个太太对先生讲的啊，应该先生是可以相信的。
And I'm sure the husband could trust the wife.
因为本来他们就是一对非常圆满的一对夫妻。
Because Isaac and Rebecca had always been a perfect couple.
他们曾经为了这个要得到孩子他们向神祈求。
They had once prayed together to the Lord about having a child.
他们也得到神的成全。
And God answered their prayers.
现在利百加对以撒讲，他从神那里所听来的这个消息。
And now Rebecca must have told her husband about the answer from God.
那这个以撒看起来在他生活当中也是在信心里头有怀疑。
And it appears to us that Isaac also had doubts in his faith.
尤其他看到这两个孩子的成长。
Especially when he saw how these two sons grow up.
圣经里头描述说这个哥哥以扫他善于打猎，他常常在外面能够有很好的收获。
The Bible describes Esau as a skillful hunter who always brought back games from his hunting.
要做家族的这个族长，应该就像这种人。
So he was the perfect he was the model chief of the family.
对外是一个英勇的人，有能力的人。
He was a heroic and strong person.
但是他看到这个小儿子雅各呢，圣经描述说他却常常是很安静的在帐篷里头。
Isaac, to the contrary, was timid and always stayed in the tent.
所以这样的一个事实摆在眼前，让这个做爸爸的以撒他很难去接受说，这个将来哥哥要被弟弟来领导。
So faced with this reality, Isaac found it difficult to believe.That the younger son would actually rule over the older brother.
所以常常我们眼睛所看到的事实啊，其实是蒙蔽了我们的眼睛。
So oftentimes reality blinds our faith, blinds our eyes.
因为我们所看到的事实常常只是表面的。
We often only look at what is superficial.
我们没有真正去看到神的作为。
We fail to see God's work behind it.
所以有人说这个信心到底是怎么一回事。
Some people compare faith to this.
请看但以理书第三章。
Let's turn to Daniel chapter
3. 但以理书第三章十八节。
Daniel chapter 3 verse 18.
这是但以理的三个朋友他们在巴比伦帝国所遭遇的事情。
This was a story that happened to the friends of Daniel in Babylon.
这个事迹我们也常常称这三个人是信心的三勇士。
And these people, these three friends of Daniel were known as the three heroes of faith.
但以理书三章十八节。
Let's read Daniel chapter 3 verse 18.
即或不然王啊你当知道我们绝不侍奉你的神也不敬拜你所立的金像。这是这三个人对巴比伦皇帝的回答。
This was the answer of these three people to the king.
他们面对着生死的事情。
They were faced with life and death.
人到没有办法的时候可以放弃手中所拥有的一切。
When a person is on the verge of death, they can let go of everything they own.
为了就是换得生命。
In order to spare their lives.
为了生命可以放弃很多的东西。
People can sacrifice many things for in order to live.
因为这个生命是宝贵的，是重要的。
This is because life is so valuable.
所以面对生死的关头，常常是最紧张、最紧要的时刻。
So when a person is facing life and death, that becomes the most critical moment.
为什么他们会面对这个生死的关头？
And why did Daniel's friends face the life and death?
因为他们违背了王的命令。
Because they had disobeyed the king.
因为王说，如果听到昼夜的声音，大家都要向金像跪拜。
For the king had issued a decree that when the music started playing, everyone had to bow down to the golden image.
而且很清楚地说到，不跪拜的就把它扔到火窑里头。
And also the king spelled out clearly that whoever did not bow down would be thrown into the fire.
大家也清楚地知道，被扔到火窑里头一定死掉。
And everyone knew that being thrown into the fiery furnace means death.
结果一开始这三个人听到昼夜声音大家都跪拜他们三个人没有跪拜
When the music started playing everyone bowed down except these three people
所以这三个人就变得很突出
So they stood out among the crowd
所以马上就被发现马上就被带到王的面前
They were immediately arrested and taken to the king
其实这三个人在王的面前是很受王的这个赏识的
These three people actually wereGreatly commended or appreciated by the king.
因为他们在王的面前是比别人还有聪明智慧。
Because before the king, they were wiser than their peers.
在王的面前呢，他们比别人的品性都好。
And their characters were much better than the rest.
所以王也非常的这个珍惜他们。
So the king treasured or value these three people.
因为是国王啊，所以王能够稍微改变一下他的命令。
And since he was the king, he could alter his decree a little bit.
所以国王给他们再一次的机会。
So he gave them a grace period to revert their decision.
王说再昼夜一次，你们跪拜了，那就没事了。
The king said, well, now play the music again, and if you bow down this time, you'll be fine.
第一次他们或许是因为一时的勇敢所以不跪拜。
Perhaps out of their momentary courage, they did not bow down the first time.
但是这样事情经过冷静一想，这个丢到火窑里头还真的会死掉哎。
But after some thought, they would realize that being thrown into the fire, fiery furnace would really mean death.
那国王又对我们这么的恩待。
And the king was so kind to them.
但是这三个人他们不怀疑。
However, these three friends did not concede at all.
请看十七节。
They did not doubt. Let's read verse 17.
我们十六节十七节。
Verse 16 and verse 17.
撒德拉米撒亚伯尼哥对王说尼布甲尼撒这件事我们不必回答你即便如此我们所侍奉的神能将我们从烈火窑中救出来王啊他也必救我们脱离你的手18节
18
即或不然王啊你当知道我们绝不侍奉你的神也不敬拜你所立的金像这他们也很清楚会有两个情况
these three people knew very clearly two consequences.
第一个被扔进去，他们没事，神救了他们。
The first possible consequence is that after they are thrown into the fiery furnace, they will be fine because God will save them.
第二个可能是扔进去，真的就像一般的情形，他们被烧死了。
And the second possibility is that God did not deliver them and they were burned to death.
但是他们回答说，无论是怎样，我们还是不跪拜金像。
But their response to the king was, in either scenario, we would not bow down to the image.
就好像他们就蒙着眼睛就跳进火窑里头了。
So it seemed as if they would blindly jump into the fire.
或许用这样，我们可以用这个故事，我们可以去知道什么叫做不怀疑的信心。
This story helps to illustrate what it means to have faith without doubt.
当我们清楚地知道这个是对的。
When you know that something is right,
我们知道这是神要我们做的，神所喜悦的。
When you know that doing something in a certain way will please God,
我们就不在乎摆在眼前的我们所看见的事实是怎样。
Then you will not be swayed by the reality that you face.
像这三个人蒙上眼睛跳进火窑里。
Just as these three friends were ready to be thrown into the fire.
那我们如何来克服我们这个信心的这种不足，信心当中有的怀疑
？How then can we deal with or overcome the inadequacy and the doubts in our faith？
否则的话，在我们生活当中，我们会常常像以撒这个家庭遇到充满着许多的问题。
If we are not able to overcome, then like Isaac's family, we would also run into many problems.
我们请看哥林多后书十三章。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 13.
哥林多后书十三章第五节。
2 Corinthians chapter 13 verse 5.
新约圣经259页第五节。
13 verse 5.
你们总要自己省察，有信心没有，也要自己试验，岂不知你们若不是可弃绝的，就有耶稣基督在你们心里吗？这里说我们要省察有信心没有。
We need to examine ourselves as to whether we are in the faith.
不是只有利百加在他的信心里头有怀疑。
Rebecca was not the only person who had doubts in her faith.
以撒他的先生以撒也是这个样子。
Isaac faced the same issue.
今天我们每一个人也都一样。
And likewise, today all of us face the same issue.
这是我们信仰生活里头我们人性的一个很大的弱点。
This is a common weakness in our human nature.
甚至我们宁愿去相信我们所怀疑的事情。
Sometimes it's easier to believe to accept and believe our doubts.
利百加听到以撒说他要准备要祝福他的长子以扫。
When Rebecca heard that her husband Isaac was about to bless the older son Esau,
在他从以前从神所听的是，应该是雅各要得祝福才对。
It was contrary to what she had heard from God that the younger son Jacob should be blessed.
但现在他耳朵里头所听到的是，他的丈夫说准备要祝福长子以扫。
But what she heard in her ears was that her husband was about to bless Esau, the older son.
他就一昧地相信说这件事情会照这样来成就。
So she chose to believe in her husband's words and believed that her husband's words would come true.
照理说是神要做的事情是没有人有办法去违背去改变的。
But of course, by faith, we know that God's work cannot be frustrated by man's plans.
这时候，利百加他怀疑说，已经到这个地步了，神都还没有什么动作。
But Rebecca saw how the situation was turning against her, and nothing was being done about it.
他先生所要做的事情能做得成吗？
Was her husband able to do what he wanted to do?
他先生准备要做的事情是违背神旨意的事情。
Because what her husband intended to do was contrary to God's will.
所以他先生要做的事情 能够成功，这是一件值得怀疑的事情。
So whether her husband could actually succeed in his plans is to be questioned.
但是利百加却宁愿去相信这个值得怀疑的事情。
But Rebecca chose to believe something that she should have doubted.
好，我们想想看，在我们的生活当中，我们是不是也常常这样子？
Isn't that always the case with ourselves in our lives?
有时候我们一个不是很值得信任的朋友跟我们讲了一件事情。
Sometimes a not so trustworthy friend tells us something.
结果我们却相信他的话。
And we choose to believe him.
结果我们把一些事情弄得很糟糕。
And we make matters much worse.
圣经里头也有这样的例子。
There are such examples in the Bible too.
因为人性差不了多少，人性没有改变多少。
Because human nature hasn't changed over time.
过去有的事情，今天还会再有。
What has happened in the past happens again today.
所以为什么我们常常借着查考圣经来提醒自己。
That is why through studying the Bible, we can always remind ourselves.
请我们来看民数记十三章。
Please turn to Numbers chapter 13.
民数记十三章三十二节
Numbers chapter 13 verse 32
三十二节三十三节
Chapter 13 verses 32 and 33
探子中有人论旧约圣经一百八十页民数记十三章三十二节三十三节
Numbers 13, 32 and 33
探子中有人论到所归探之地向以色列人报恶信说我们所窥探经过之地是吞吃饥民之地我们在那里所看见的人民都是身量高大我们在那里看见亚纳族人就是伟人他们是伟人的后裔既我们看自己就如蚱蜢一样既他们看我们也是如此这样的描述其实是有一点夸大
These descriptions were actually an exaggeration
同样是人类我们把自己有人说你跟他比起来你像蚱蜢一样你会相信吗
If somebody ever tells you that you are a grasshopper compares to another person would you believe that those words
一听就知道这个是很夸大的一种形容
Of course you know that it's only a hyperbole
这是出于不信心者 的言语
And this such exaggeration comes from lack of faith
那耶稣亚跟加勒他们所说的是出于信心的话。
On the other hand, Joshua and Caleb spoke from faith.
但是后来百姓相信谁的话
？But who did the people choose to believe?
他们相信这个值得怀疑的话。
They chose to believe words that they should have doubted.
所以我们真的要常常省察我们自己的信心。
So we really need to examine our faith all the time.
我们常常向主耶稣的门徒向主耶稣说主啊你加添我们的信心。
We need to be like the disciples who asked the Lord to increase their faith.
我们向这个做父亲的说我的信不足求主帮助。
Or like the father who asked Jesus to help his unbelief.
因为怀疑是我们信心最大的敌人。
Because doubt is the greatest enemy to our faith.
而这个怀疑却又一直环绕在我们的生活当中。
And this doubt often lingers in our lives.
第二个，我们要尝试着去明白圣经对信心的定义。
Secondly, we need to understand the Bible's definition of faith.
请看希伯来书十一章第一节。
Let's read Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1.
希伯来书十一章第一节
Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1
就新约圣经三百二十二页信就是所望之事的实底是未见之事的切记这个信心是发生在产生在事情成就事情发生之前
Faith takes placeprior to the fulfillment of a promise.
所以我为什么我一直强调说我们所看到的事实只是一个表面。
That's why I keep emphasizing that the present reality is often only superficial.
那个真正的事情其实是还没有发生。
Because the promise or the substance of things has not yet happened.
那事实上是因为我们还没有看见。
And so we just haven't seen the true reality.
哦，所以这个信心是在事情发生之前要有的。
Faith takes place prior to the fulfillment of something.
哦，所以主耶稣说，信是得着的，就必得着。
That's why Jesus said, if you believe that you have received it, you will receive it.
哦，这里谈到两次的得到得着。
Twice the word received is used.
第一次是信心，用信心去得着。
The first receive is by faith.
那就人的生活层面来讲，那还不是一个事实，你还没有真的得到。
According to human terminology, such you haven't really received it yet.
哦，但是因为有这个信心，所以在第二步你就实在的得着了。
But because you have laid claim to this promise by faith, you will actually receive it.
哦，这是圣经里头对信心的一个定义。
And this is the Bible's definition of faith.
哦，所以就是告诉我们不要被眼前的事实来遮蔽了我们的信心的眼睛。
The point is that we must not let our present reality blind our eyes of faith.
曾经有这个一个姐妹，跟她三个朋友也都是女的，她们一起来慕道。
Once her sister brought her three friends to the church to search the truth.
这个姐妹在当时她也是慕道者。
This sister at that time was still a truth seeker, so she and her three friends all came to church to study the Word of God.
那他们慕道的时间大概不是很长，大概三个月的时间就遇到教会的这个灵恩布道会。
And three months later, there was a convocation in the church.
那在这段慕道的时间里头，他们四个人都得到了圣灵。
During these three months of searching for the truth, all four of them received the Holy Spirit.
那在这个三个月的时间，他们因为时间也很充裕，所以他们也参加了很多的聚会。
And so the three-month period gave them plenty of opportunity to attend church services.
那在灵恩会当中啊，就有弟兄姐妹在向这几个人提起说，到灵恩会快要结束了，最后两天的时候向他们提到说，你们是不是考虑要接受要信主，要接受洗礼。
So in 2 days before the convocation ended, some people started asking them, are you going to be baptized?
因为他们也有一些特殊的情况，所以有人这么在意说他们是不是在这一次就洗礼。
And because of their unique circumstances, some people were concerned aboutletting them be baptized this time.
哦，所以就有两个教会职务会的成员呢，就特别找个时间跟他们四个人一起谈。
So two church council members asked them aside and go and talk to them about their situation.
那在这个这样彼此谈话有问题问跟回答的结束的时候。
And during this conversation, or at the end of this conversation, and question and answer,
其中的一个职务会的成员就说，今天晚上是最后一晚的布道聚会，那晚上的祷告，你们好好祷告，然后你们自己做决定。
One of the council members told them, tonight is the final gospel night, so you need to pray hard and make a decision.
那祷告完，如果有决定要受洗的，请把这个报名单交给负责人。
If you decide to be baptized this time, please submit your application right after the prayer.
那结果其中有一个呢，他就谈完了话之后呢，他就拿了报名表填一填就交给负责人。
One of them took the application form right after that conversation, filled it out and gave it back to the council member.
然后在那一晚的祷告会的时候他就在祷告里头，他就问神了。
And during the evening prayer that day, she prayed to God, saying,
他说，主耶稣我妈妈那一边他们都是这个回教徒。
Lord, my family, my mother's family are all Buddhists.
Islam.
Are all Muslims.
那这个我从小是在这个妈妈的这个照顾下长大。
And I was brought up under my mother's care.
虽然妈妈没有给我宗教上的任何的这种压力。
Even though my mother did not give me any pressure on which religion to believe.
但是我现在请主耶稣啊，你让我知道，我要来接受你做救主，我要成为教会的一份子，好不好？请你告诉我。
I need you to tell me, Lord, whether I should believe in the Lord and become a member of this church.
因为这几个年轻女孩呢，她们都是差不多18岁到20出头岁，所以那个负责人也有跟他们讲，你们如果要信耶稣，一定要打电话回去家里，让爸爸妈妈知道。
Since these were young girls between the age of 18 or 20 to 20, they have been told by the church that if they decided to be baptized, they needed to first inform their parents.
所以这个其中这一个女孩子呢，她就问，就这样子很诚恳的求主耶稣能够明白的告诉她。
So, and because of that, this particular truth seeker asked Jesus to show her the answer very clearly.
那她很在意这一件事情，她很诚恳地向主耶稣祷告。
She was quite concerned about this matter, so she prayed very sincerely to God.
她就得到一个答案，说你放心，你接受洗礼。
And she received the answer to go ahead and be baptized.
这本来是一个很简单的一个回答，对一般人来讲，这很简单。
This was supposed to be a very simple answer.
但是对他当事人来讲，他就觉得很安慰，很感动。
But for something that may be very ordinary for other people, actually comforted a great deal.
所以他就在祷告当中，他就哭了。
And she started crying in her prayer.
所以祷告之后，人家问她，她才说这件事情。
And after the prayer, when people asked her why she cried, she explained what happened.
所以这个就是在她还没有做这个祷告之前呢，她已经相信了耶稣。
So even before she offered the prayer, she already believed in Jesus.
然后主耶稣就真的给她一个明确的答案。
And Jesus thereby gave her a very clear answer.
请我们再看哥林多后书一章二十节。
Let's read 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 20.
哥林多后书一章二十节。
2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 20.
二十节，神的应许不论有新约249页，神的应许不论有多少，在基督都是是的，所以借着他也都是实在的，叫神因我们得荣耀。这圣经里头告诉我们，所谓的信心呢，就是相信依靠圣经的真理。
Faith means believing and trusting the truth in the Bible.
这里说神给我们许许多多的应许。
God has given us all kinds of promises.
这些都是实在的，都是肯定的。
All of them are yes, in Christ.
所以信心就是相信圣经里头所给我们的应许。
So faith means believing the promises in the Bible.
相信神这样应许，他一定能够在我们的生活当中来实现。
It means that just as God has promised, He will make them happen in our lives.
就好像那个女孩子，她知道神能够给人一个在重要的时刻里头给她一个明确的答案。
Just like this truth seeker, she knew that God would give a very clear answer.
所以她把负责人给她勉励的话，她听进去了。
So she believed the words of encouragement from the church council members.
她就先把报名表交出去，然后她做这一个祷告。
That's why she submitted the application first.Before she made that prayer.
她真的就从主耶稣那里来得到答案。
And she actually received the answer from Jesus.
请再看雅各书第二章二十二节。
Let's read James chapter 2 verse 22.
雅各书第二章二十二节。
James chapter 2 verse 22.
新约圣经321页。可见信心与他的行为并行，而且信心因着行为才得成全。这圣经又告诉我们，这个所谓的信心是有行为的配合。
Faith is accompanied by works.
所以我们对圣经的教导，我们相信，照着去做。
We believe in God's, in the promises of the Bible, and we do, what the Bible says.
就像主耶稣所说的，听见我的教训，你们去遵行，就是一个有智慧的人，有聪明的人。
That's why Jesus said, "Whoever hears these words of mine and put them into practice, are like the wise builder."
圣经里头，我们看到很多的例子，什么叫做信心？
There are many examples of faith in the Bible.
信心就是总是对主耶稣说是。
Faith means always saying yes to Jesus.
只要是出于主耶稣的教训，我们总是回答是。
Anything that comes from Jesus' teachings, we responded with yes.
甚至在表面上，我们所看到的事实好像是不合理。
Even when they seem to contradict the realities we see.
只要我们抓住了这是出于主耶稣。
But as long as they are from the Lord Jesus.
我们就对主耶稣回答是。
We responded with a yes.
请看马太福音十五章。
Let's read Matthew chapter 15.
马太福音十五章二十六节到二十八节。
Matthew chapter 15 verses 26 to 28.
二十六节，耶稣回答说：“不好拿儿女的饼丢给狗吃。”妇人说：“主啊，不错，但狗也吃他主人桌子上掉下来的碎渣儿。”耶稣说：“妇人，你的信心是大的，照你所要的，给你成全了吧。”从那时候，他女儿就好了。这是迦南的妇人来求主耶稣医治可怜他的女儿。
This is the story of the Canaanite woman who came to Jesus to.And asked him for mercy over her daughter.
主耶稣是一个富有这个怜悯心的人。
Our Lord Jesus was full of compassion.
主耶稣是一个不拒绝人的。
And he would not turn anyone away.
但是在这一次，主耶稣却跟他平常的作为很不一样。
But in this particular instance, Jesus acted very differently from what he normally would.
在一开始他好像是不理睬这一个妇女。
He ignored this woman.
当他回答这个妇女的请求的时候，又很不近情理。
And when he answered her, the words were very harsh.
这个实在是这个迦南妇女她的了解里头是很跟她的了解是很不一样的。
So what she heard from Jesus, or saw from Jesus was very different from what she had known about Jesus.
但是这时候她是亲耳听到主耶稣这样子的来回答她。
But she heard with her own ears how Jesus responded to her.
她对主耶稣她没有提出异议。
Yet she did not protest.
她的回答说，主啊，不错，说是的，主耶稣你说的对。
She said, yes, Lord, you are right.
他说：“但是啊，这个只要你有一点碎渣儿给我就够了。
”But even the crumbs from the table would be enough for me.
这时候，这个主耶稣就成全他所求的。
And it was at that point that Jesus gave her what she wanted.
主耶稣说：“你的信心是大的。
He said to her, "Your faith is great."
他信，他是得着。
Because she believed, she received it.
因为她信，只要是一点点，主耶稣一点点的怜悯就够她用了。
She believed that even a little mercy or compassion from the Lord Jesus would be sufficient for her.
真的，她就领受了主耶稣大大的恩典。
And true enough, she was greatly blessed by the Lord.
所以我们要常常对主耶稣、对圣经的应许。我们回答是。
So we need to always respond to the words of Jesus in the Bible with a yes.
我们除了常常求主耶稣加添我们信心之外，我们也要自己来追求信心的长进。
Not only should we ask the Lord to increase our faith, we ourselves also need to work hard to build up our faith.
诗篇四十篇第二节说，我们要站在磐石上。
Psalm 40 verse 2 tells us to stand upon the rock.
啊，这个磐石常常就是指着神，指着主耶稣。
This rock is symbolic of Jesus Christ.
哦，站在磐石上才能够稳固。
Only if we stand upon the rock can we be firm.
哦，信心跟我们信仰能不能稳固有直接的关系。
And whether we believe will affect whether our faith is firm.
啊，我们要站在磐石上。
We need to stand on the rock.
啊，要站在道理里头。
We need to stand upon the truth.
啊，要站在教会里头。
We need to stand within the church.
啊，我们读圣经，要读懂圣经。
When we read the Bible, we need to seek to understand it.
啊，我们要把圣经读活了，在生活当中把它实行出来。
And we need to apply what we learn in the Bible in our lives.
哦，这样就是才是站在主耶稣的磐这个磐石上。
That is how we can stand upon the rock.
哦，我们信心要增长，我们要常常仰望主耶稣。
If we want to build up in our faith, we need to look to Jesus all the time. 哦，
不要只是看到我们肉眼所看到的这些所谓的事实。
Don't just look at the present reality.
啊，不要让这个所谓的事实来遮盖了我们的眼睛。
Don't let the present reality blind our faith, our eyes.
要常常将我们的眼界提升到主耶稣那里。
We need to always lift up our eyes to look at Jesus.
哦，不要只是眼睛看着我们所看到的这些问题。
Don't just fix our eyes on the problems we immediately face.
哦，我们将我们的眼界看到耶稣那里。
We need to broaden our horizon and see Jesus.
这利百加他就是只是看到眼看着他的先生就要祝福大儿子了。
Rebecca fixed her eyes on what was about to happen, namely that her husband was going to bless her older son.
哦，他没有把他的眼睛晃到神那里。
She did not set her eyes upon God.
哦，他没有抓住在他怀孕当中他求问神，神给他的回答。
She did not hold on to God's original response to her prayer when she was pregnant.
追求信心的长进，我们也要常常能够去听，快快的去听主耶稣的声音。
If we want to build up our faith, we also need to always listen to Jesus' words quickly.
哦，信心当中的怀疑容易让我们远离了主耶稣。
Doubts in our faith can separate us from Jesus.
哦，主耶稣说，我的羊听我的声音。
Our Lord Jesus Christ said, "My sheep listen to my voice."
哦，听主的声音就跟随着主，就不容易离开主。
And whoever listens to Jesus' voice will follow him closely.
哦，不是用我们的耳朵来听，用我们的心来听。
And the way to listen to Jesus is not with our ears, but with our hearts.
哦，不但读圣经，而且默想圣经。
Not only should we read the Bible, we need to meditate on the words.
哦，在祷告里头，用心来听。听主耶稣的声音。
Through prayer, we listen to the voice of Jesus with our hearts.
亚伯拉罕在创世纪二十二章啊，他回应了神对他的要求。
In Genesis chapter 22, Abraham responded to God's demand.
神要亚伯拉罕将他的儿子以撒献上。
God had told Abraham to offer his son Isaac.
那我们也知道。这一件事情是亚伯拉罕信心达到最高峰。
And in this matter, Abraham's faith reached its climax.
亚伯拉罕得到神的这一个指示，圣经说他隔天清早起来，他就去执行。
And according to the Bible, when Abraham received the instructions from God, he immediately carried it out the next morning.
哦，他对神的这种回应是非常的敏锐的。
He was very keen to God's response.
马上的采取行动。
He acted immediately.
信心就更加的长进了。
And that's how his faith grew.
哦，有很多的时候，我们不用那么做事情，不用那么急。
There are some things we don't need to act so hastily.
哦，但是对神很清楚的这一种教训呢，我们要赶紧去顺服的去做。
But when God's teaching is very clear, we must act immediately.
所以我们要让我们信心能够长进，我们也要有这样敏锐的感觉来对主有马上的回应。
So in order for our faith to grow, we need to learn to be keen, to, and keen in our response to the Lord's calling.
我们每一个人都要凭信心来过我们每一天。
All of us need to live our daily lives through faith.
否则在我们生活当中，我们会有很多的退缩，很多的不敢做。
Otherwise, we will be timid, and unable to go forward in our lives.
只要人有了怀疑，人就是退缩。
When a person has doubts, he begins to shrink back.
而在我们必要的时候，神也会赐给我们特别的信心。
And when, in critical times, Jesus can also give us special faith.
照哥林多前书十二章所论到的这些恩赐里头，包括着信心这一项的恩赐。
Among the special gifts, recorded in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 is the gift of faith.
所以我们也不用为这种特殊的信心去烦恼。
We don't need to be overly concerned about having this kind of gift.
我们也不用去比较这种特殊的信心。
And there is no need for us to compare with each other this kind of gift.
我们所需要的是这种很踏实的、很实在的每一天的信心。
What we need is a kind of faith that is practical and applicable to our daily lives.
我们有这样子在用心努力，我们的信心是会一直的在累积的。
If we work hard on building up this faith with our hearts, then we will actually see the result.
这个大卫出战歌利亚。
David fought Goliath.
那个不是一时之间的这种信心跟勇气。
That faith did not come at that very moment.
我们可以从大卫对扫罗王的描述里头知道，他的信心、他的勇气是有根据的，是日积月累而来的。
From David's words to King Saul, we learn that his faith was built up over time.
因为连扫罗王都怀疑大卫是否能够打败这个哥利亚。
Even Saul had doubts about David's ability to defeat Goliath.
但是在大卫面对这件事情，他没有怀疑自己，没有怀疑神。
But David was never doubtful of himself or of God.
因为在他信心的库存里头是丰丰富富的。
Because his bank of faith was full.
因为在他平常的日子，他就是很这样很踏实的来过每一天信心的生活。
Always lived his daily lives by faith.
纵然是一个很平常的牧羊为父亲牧羊的生活，他都是凭信心在做。
He lived even the ordinary life as a shepherd boy by faith every day.
所以在特殊的情况之下，他能够将信心拿出来。
So when special circumstances called for faith, he was able to exercise his faith.
愿主耶稣常常帮助我们信心的不足。
May the Lord always help us and help our unbelief.
让我们能够过着一个充满信心而没有怀疑的生活。
May our lives be filled with faith and without doubt.